Reuters. The Iranian president becomes the first major regional leader to visit Iraq since the fall of Saddam Hussein. His arrival a stark contrast to the secretive visits made by George Bush. It's also the first visit by an Iranian leader since the two neighbours fought a bitter war in the 1980s. Visiting dignitaries normally travel into Baghdad city centre by helicopter to avoid the notoriously dangerous road as a security measure. Not so Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, whose motorcade made its way straight to President Jalal Talabani's residence. The visit is expected to be as much about symbolism as about cementing ties.
This visit will open a new chapter in the two countries' bilateral relations, and it will help the atmosphere of cooperation in the region.
In Baghdad, expectations of the visit are high.
Iran is a major country in the region with great influence, and cooperation with Iran will boost security.
But not everyone backs the Shia state's involvement in Iraqi affairs. In the Sunni province of Anbar, demonstrators took to the streets of Fallujah, calling on the Iranian to go home. Ahmadinejad's repeatedly called for US forces to leave Iraq, blaming them for violence that's killed hundreds of thousands of people since the 2003 invasion. Washington says it will play no part in the historic visit, but it will be watching and listening. Stuart McDill, Reuters.